The Miracle of Self-Discovery. Discovering yourself in language is always an epiphany, even if finding the words to describe your inner reality can be an agonizing process. And that's why I find Helen Keller's account of how she was born into language so inspiring. When Helen was 19 months old and just starting to talk, a viral infection robbed her of her sight and hearing. Now, deaf, blind, and mute, this lovely, lively child turned into an untamed, isolated creature. After 5 desperate years, her family invited a partially blind teacher, Ann Sullivan, to come from Boston to their home in rural Alabama as Helen's tutor. Ann began immediately to teach Helen the manual alphabet, spelling words into her hand, letter by letter. But it took 10 weeks of trying to connect with this wild child before the breakthrough occurred. It came as Ann spelled the word water into one of Helen's hands while she held the other under the water pump. Helen later recalled that moment in The Story of My Life. She wrote, "Water. That word startled my soul, and it awoke, full of the spirit of the morning. Until that day, my mind had been like a darkened chamber, waiting for words to enter and light the lamp, which is thought. I learned a great many words that day." Learning the names of things enabled the child not only to create an inner representation of the invisible and inaudible physical reality around her, but also to find herself. 6 months later, she started to use the first person, I. Helen's story reminds me of the abused, recalcitrant, uncommunicative kids we see in our residential treatment programs. Before she acquired language, she was bewildered and self-centered. Looking back, she called that creature Phantom. And indeed, our kids come across as phantoms until they can discover who they are and feel safe enough to communicate what is going on with them. In a later book, The World I Live In, Keller again described her birth into selfhood. She wrote, "Before my teacher came to me, I did not know that I am. I lived in a world that was a no world. I had neither will nor intellect. I can remember all this, not because I knew that it was so, but because I have tactual memory. It enables me to remember that I never contracted my forehead in the act of thinking." Helen's tactual memory, memories based only on touch, could not be shared. But language opened up the possibility of joining a community. At age 8, when Helen went with Ann to the Perkins Institution for the Blind in Boston, where Sullivan herself had trained, she became able to communicate with other children for the first time. "Oh, what happiness," she wrote, "to talk freely with other children, to feel at home in the great world."